All right, 7:55. Mick's here from Montague Webworks. Mick, how is it over at your place on River Street here in Greenfield?
It's dry, like it is in here.
Yeah, well, just wet.
Outside, yes.
Right, right. But I've been hearing from people. Yeah. Snow. You go 20 minutes in one direction, Mick, and it's crazy.
I had a little bit of snow on my car this morning.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah, just a little bit.
All right.
So, let's see. Thursday was Thanksgiving. Friday
yep.
was Black Friday. Monday was Cyber Monday. And today is Giving Tuesday.
Oh, I'm glad you reminded me. Thank you.
That's right. If you have any money left over after Black Friday and Cyber Monday, today's a good day to give back. And it's actually turned global. I'm not sure where it started. I should do a little bit of research on that. But yeah, there's lots and lots of activity out there. There's a website that you can go to, givingtuesday.org.
Well, that makes it much easier to make a donation.
Easier. Yep. So you go to givingtuesday.org.
Yep.
If you are so inclined, and you hit the little navigation thing, and you under individuals, you say, happening near me. And then they have a database, and it's global.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can also, you know, Argentina. You can go to different countries if you want and see. It's really involved all over the place. But you put in Greenfield, Massachusetts, or your town or whatever, and Greenfield's got 31, you know,
wow.
different nonprofits. Yeah,
good.
Yeah. So, I mean, what I tend to go for are the smaller ones that are like the small, struggling nonprofits that really could use even the $20 that you throw them.
Mm-hmm.
Versus, I mean, all organizations deserve whatever money they work for to, you know, to do what they do for their constituency. But I tend to go for the smaller ones, and there are plenty of them in there.
How many here in Greenfield?
31.
Wow, just in Greenfield?
Just in Greenfield, yeah.
So if you're listening in Northampton, if there's 31 in Greenfield, how many are in Northampton? How many are in Amherst or Springfield?
Exactly.
Lots listed there.
So you could click around to your local towns if you want, or your own town, and give it a little bit of money, give it a little bit of love, give it a little back. On Giving Tuesday.
All right, so the website is?
GivingTuesday.org.
All right, GivingTuesday.org. And again, this isn't just something that's happening right here in the Pioneer Valley, but as Mick mentioned, it happens nationwide, worldwide.
Worldwide,
yeah. On the Tuesday after Thanksgiving. Very yes. good.
And the day after the Mars lander. Woohoo.
Oh, did you see that?
I did. We watched that.
What did they call it? 7 minutes of pure terror,
yeah,
you know?
Well,
because if it doesn't land correctly, Mick,
it's all over.
It's all over. Forget it. Forget it. It's not happening.
But the
but it landed correctly.
It landed correctly and everything worked right off the bat.
I heard they had a special parachute.
Yeah.
Because it was coming in on Mars. Really fast.
12,000 miles a second, or 12,000 kilometers a second. That's a redonk speed.
Yeah, that is nuts. So you can imagine the parachute that this thing must have had.
Well, it started with, you know, just using the atmosphere as a brake. You know,
okay.
Like, you know, when you see meteors in the atmosphere, they're burning up.
Yeah,
it's burning up. Yeah, so that slowed it down first, and then because the parachute would have just burned up.
Right.
But that was stage two, and then stage three, they had little tiny rockets, and boop. And just
so you watched this all online? Was it NASA?
NASA was streaming on YouTube.
Cool.
And
oh,
we
man.
Sat in the office
I'm sorry I missed that.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah.
Was fun.
So what is the rover supposed to do what the other rovers did?
This is stationary. It's got two projects. One is to release what they call a little mole. That's a self-pounding mole.
A self-pounding mole?
It's going to pound. It's like a little dowel, and it's got a hammer attached to it, and it's going to drill itself down 16 feet into the surface check temperatures and stuff like that. And then there's another one that they're going to deploy that just sits on the surface, and it detects earthquakes to see whether or not Mars has earthquakes. And that's all that it does.
Wow, that's wild and
it's
crazy
got a mole,
stuff.
It's got a seismometer.
Very cool.
No wheels.
Very cool. I'm glad you reminded me.
Yeah.
All right. I'm reminding
I'm your
you.
Reminder.
I'm reminding everybody that Mick is a part of Montague Webworks, and Montague Webworks is a part of our 30% off store. So if you're thinking about that project, maybe recreating your website, Mick is the one to talk to. It can be done on a 30% discount. The 30% off store, find the link at bear953.com. Stay dry out there, Mick, and warm too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right. It's 8 o'clock, and right after Jordan Davis. The news updates on Bear Country 95.3.